No, first of all, New York Magazine always gets it. I love them. So we are in the right quadrant. We are in the highbrow. That's daring. That's courageous and brilliant, which is great. Timidly, you know, we've been higher in the diagonal in other situations, but it's okay. It's good. It's good. It's good. But here comes the art critic. Oh, that was fantastic. So the first was Jonathan Jones from The Guardian. Sorry, MoMA. Video games are not art. Did I ever say they were art? I was talking about interaction design. Excuse me. Exhibiting Pac-Man and Tetris alongside Picasso and Van Gogh, they're two floors away, will mean game over for any real understanding of art. I'm bringing in the end of the world. You know, we were talking about the rapture. It's coming. And Jonathan Jones is making it happen. So the same Guardian rebuts. Are video games art the debate that shouldn't be? Last week, Guardian art critic blah blah suggested that games cannot qualify as art. But is he right? And does it matter? Thank you. Does it matter? You know, it's like, once again, there's this whole problem of design being often misunderstood for art, or the idea that is so diffused that designers want to aspire to, would like to be called artists. No, designers aspire to be really great designers. Thank you very much. And that's more than enough. So my knight in a shining armor, John Maeda, without any prompt, came out with this big declaration on Wired, video games belong in the MoMA. And that was fantastic. And I thought that was it. But then there was another wonderfully pretentious article that came out in the New Republic, so pretentious, by Lee Leibovitz. And he said, MoMA has mistaken video games for art again. The museum is putting Pac-Man alongside Picasso again. That misses the point. Excuse me, you're missing the point. And here, look, the above question is put bluntly. Are video games art? No. Video games aren't art because they are, quite thoroughly, something else. Code. Oh, so Picasso is not art because it's oil paint, right? So it's so fantastic to see how this feathers that were ruffled and these reactions were so vehement. And you know what? The International Cat Video Film Festival didn't have that much of a reaction. I think this was truly fantastic. We were talking about dancing ponies, but I was really jealous of the Walker Arts Center for putting up this festival because it's very, very wonderful. And, you know, there's this Flaubert quote that I love. I have always tried to live in an ivory tower, but a tide of shit is beating at its walls, threatening to undermine it. I consider myself the tide of shit. You know, we have to go through that. You know, even in the 1930s, my colleagues that were trying to put together an abstract art show had all of these works stopped by the customs officers that decided they were not art. So it's happened before, and it will happen in the future. But right now, I can tell you that I am so, so proud to be able to call Pac-Man part of the MoMA collection.